Okay, I'm talking to Gillian Matthew, Project Manager at Audit Scotland, about ALO's report, Management of Patients on NHS Waiting Lists. Gillian, could you just tell us a bit about what the report's about?
The audit aimed to identify whether manipulation of waiting lists found at NHS Lothian during 2011 was an isolated incident or if there was a more widespread problem across Scotland. So we carried out a detailed review of all health boards' electronic systems. We analysed how boards were applying waiting list codes and patient records between April and December 2011. This was to see if patients were waiting longer than reported, if codes were being used inappropriately, or if information was being changed retrospectively.
Okay, and what have you found?
Well, we found that the Scottish Government and health boards have to improve how they manage patients on NHS waiting lists to make sure that they are treated fairly. At the moment, the systems aren't good enough to do this. We analysed over 3 million transactions within waiting list data in all health boards in Scotland and found that the information, system controls and audit trails are not always good enough to trace all the changes that may have been made to patient records. It wasn't always clear why those changes were made or whether those changes were appropriate in the records that we reviewed. It is clear that there was a considerable rise in the percentage of patients with social unavailability codes between 2008 and 2011. This is the code that was used to manipulate records in NHS Lothian. However, the use of this code started to reduce again in most boards in late 2011. This was around the time concerns were first raised about NHS Lothian. But due to the limitations and the lack of information in waiting list systems, it's not clear what the reasons are for such a rise and fall in the use of this code. We did find a small number of instances where it was clear unavailability codes had been applied inappropriately. However, due to the lack of information recorded in patient records, it's not been possible to determine whether these were errors or inconsistent interpretation of guidance or manipulation. Social unavailability codes are meant to give patients more flexibility, but most patient records that we reviewed didn't have enough information to say why an unavailability code had been applied or if there had been a discussion with the patient or their GP about it. This meant we were often unable to verify if the code had been applied appropriately.
Okay, so we know that there was manipulation in NHS Lothian and we know there's been some inappropriate practices going on in NHS Tayside, but you're not saying that manipulation was definitely going on across the whole health service. So were other boards manipulating figures or not?
Well, the information within the systems in boards for managing patients on waiting lists isn't good enough. They have inadequate controls and audit trails. The information recorded in patient records is limited, and it's not possible to trace all the changes that may have been made to patient records or the reasons why they were changed. Therefore, we just couldn't confirm if most of the changes we saw were appropriate. We found a small number of instances where it was clear unavailability codes had been applied inappropriately. However, due to the lack of information recorded in patient records, it wasn't clear if these were errors or inconsistent interpretation of guidance or manipulation. We make a number of recommendations in our report aimed at improving the information, audit trails, controls and scrutiny of these systems.
Well, how did these problems happen and who's to blame for this?
Well, waiting time targets have been getting shorter and shorter in recent years, and at the time this was happening, the Scottish Government and NHS boards were focusing on whether the target was being met rather than how it was being met, and not giving enough attention to the wider picture of how waiting list guidance was being applied and the reasons for the increase in social unavailability codes. Had they been looking at this information more closely, there were warnings there about the pressures building up in the system. We published a report 3 years ago in which we made a number of recommendations around waiting list guidance, including monitoring and recording better information about how patients are managed on waiting lists and making sure this is done appropriately, and introducing a patient choice code for patients choosing to wait longer to be seen locally.
Lastly, what has to happen now?
Well, we make a number of recommendations. The key ones are the NHS board should ensure that electronic systems used to manage waiting lists are adequate to enable scrutiny of waiting lists and to provide assurance that they're being managed properly. For example, they need to make sure that they record clearly in patient records the reasons for applying waiting list codes. They need to provide clear information to patients waiting for hospital treatment so they know what to expect and how long they might have to wait. And they have to have effective whistleblowing procedures in place and that people know how to raise any concerns. The Scottish Government and NHS boards should also monitor the use of waiting list codes more closely and use this information to identify boards that might be applying codes inconsistently and inappropriately and to help plan and manage the capacity needed to meet waiting time targets.